Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a fraudulent charge from Rarity Products that came through my account this morning for $69.97. As I look past the last 6 months, I have several of them. I've never ever order it. I've got a terminal illness. I'm not expected to live long. I've been in ICU and they don't let you have your phone there. And came home basically without being morbid to die. I did not make these charges and this is not me. And I have never received anything. And I just live with my husband, so.
Okay, and you said your first and last name is?
Sandra Rowland.
And what is your zip code?
84790.
Okay, I found a BABYBEEWEAR at gmail.com.
That's a store I had 15 plus years ago.
Is that your email?
Not currently. It was 15 years ago when I had a store named that.
Okay, and I have the zip code at 84109.
Mm-hmm. That's not me.
That's not your zip code? Can you verify the shipping address?
No. 1706 Cliff Point Drive, St. George, Utah, 84790.
Okay, I have a 2291. You don't recognize that address?
I do, from about 25 years ago.
So that's not your current address, but you do recognize it?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. So it shows me here there was a trial offer.
I have never received
was...
anything. And to tell you the truth, the house is empty. So it could be somebody scamming and picking something up, but we have never received anything. And all of our mail goes to a different address. So... But I don't even open up. If I was to open up all the scam or purchase things I get in a day, it would take me 20 hours a day. Like I said, that email that you sent currently has 35,000 emails in it. And that's with me erasing them every other day completely. So...
Okay, ma'am. So I just have to verify the account to make sure I have the right one. So it shows me here that on April the 8th, there were trial offers that were accepted. And the charges that day were $5.97 for shipping and handling, and then $18.94. And that was for the watch, pods, and a warranty. So you're saying you didn't place that order?
And that, I did not. But that, if you add that up, it doesn't come to $69.97.
I'm getting there with the information, ma'am. You have to allow me a moment.
Okay.
No, so that was the charges for that day on April the 8th.
And
that's how this...
ICU and I can't have my phone or anything in there, so I did not make charges.
Okay, ma'am. I'm not saying you placed the order. But in order for us to process fraud on this account, I have to be able to give you this information. So
okay.
The person who submitted this order online, that's what they did. They started a trial, didn't cancel, and since those products were delivered, you got billed for them. And the charge is $69.97 for the watch and $64.97 for the pods.
Yeah, I never received anything like that.
Okay, so what I can do is I can process a fraud on the account. All I use is the IP address that's on file. So I do contact the local authorities. I provide them with the IP, and I place a request for them to verify the device that was used. Now, that can take about 3 to 5 business days for them to give me a result. Once they verify the device, we will be pressing charges on the person who placed this order. Is there anyone at your home address that could have placed the order or that has access to your information?
Absolutely not. And I mean, this may sound bragging, but my husband's worth a ton of money. He just sold the company for about $40 million. So he wouldn't be buying this.
Okay, ma'am. So I'll process the fraud. It does take 3 to 5 business days to get the result. Now, if it comes back to your own personal device, you will be liable for these charges. If it does not, you'll get an email stating that you'll be refunded.
Well, I mean, I'm calling you kind of out of courtesy because all these fraud charges because of, I mean, somebody stole my car out of my garage is that I have LifeLock and attorneys working on this all the time. So this will be turned over to attorneys immediately.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You'll just have to wait on that email. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.